Hey guys, it's Lauren.
And I'm Megan, and welcome back to the Scribe Squad Pod, a Fourth Wing book club.
Hey guys, welcome back to this week's deep dive. I just want to remind all of you guys that deep dives do have spoilers in them. Today's is going to be a big spoiler. We're going to be talking about some theories and about some specific people. So if you have not read Fourth Wing and Iron Flame and you don't want it to spoil you, then definitely don't listen to this episode.
Yes, this one, this deep dive is going to actually go into Brennan Soaringale. So we're going to talk about a lot of different theories of both Fourth Wing and Iron Flame. And if we sound a little different today, we are actually not in the studio together. And so we're excited to see how this works. This is the first, every time's a first for us. So
I know. It'll be fine.
So I'm going to do a little bit of a brag on myself about Brennan to start this out. You probably knew this was going to come eventually. So Lauren had read this book before me. Like she had finished it. It was done. And I was telling her I was picking it up and I was starting. And I'm a fast reader. So like I'm like texting her throughout. And so I was on six.
Okay.
This was when, so at first, I think I got a weird feeling about him because I knew he was dead, but something felt weird the way that she was Easter egging him or like giving more information about him, but not her father. And there's a vast contrast if you really go back and read it, the way that Rebecca gives you a lot of information about him in the beginning. And there is information on her father, but there's information on how her and her father's relationship was. Whereas Brendan's relation, it's all about Brendan specifically. He was the favorite child. This is what he did. So I texted Lauren. It was right actually at next week, we're reading chapter six. And at the conclusion of chapter six, you find out Brennan left a like strategy, idea, how to, whatever you want to call it, notebook for Mira, which Mira passes to Violet. And as soon as I read that, I texted Lauren and I said, Brennan's still alive.
When I tell you guys, my jaw hit the ground. We're in a group chat with her and one of our friends, and I texted our friend outside of this group chat and I was like, how does she already know?
Well,
how did you know this?
First off, ADHD. Thank you. And growing up with a narcissist for a parent can read between the lines. No, and this is what I said to her after was his character was so alive. Like even as we continue throughout Fourth Wing, like he has character development as a dead person, which Violet's dad hasn't yet. Right. And I'm not convinced Violet's dad's not dead, not still alive somewhere. However, I don't think, and I'm going to go into why I think this is important that they're painting him like he's got more character development, but I was like, he's alive. Like there's something off.
And it's like kind of a whole thing. All of our friends in our book club, when we were reading, it was like, film yourselves like reading the last page. And I did. And if I can find it, I'll put it on our TikTok.
Yes.
Reading this last page. But my jaw hit the floor because it was the last thing that I expected to happen. And here's Megan over here, chapter six. And she's like, he's already alive. It's not a big deal.
And I didn't expect him to come back that quickly. Right. I'll tell you that. I didn't expect it to be like the cliffhanger. I kind of either expected that she would find out or that it would be a big conclusion, but I didn't expect it all to happen in the book one. So I think that part was kind of surprising for me. But yes. Okay. Let's talk about facts first. So one of the most interesting facts when we look at this timeline is the ages of Brennan and Violet when everything was happening. So they are presented as being very close. And it almost feels to me like Brennan is one of these people that's like bonded to everyone he meets.
He's definitely a very charismatic person. Everybody loves him, not only as a person, but he's also like a great writer. He's got a great signet. Like he is somebody who matters in this realm.
And like her family, they each seem to have chosen him as like this family. Like he reminds me of the family stone, you know, the one there's a family stone everyone stands on like, hey,
and that's I think too that Brennan, Violet portrays her relationship with Brennan being more close than even her relationship with Mira too.
So let's talk about that for a second, okay. Because it goes into, I'm not quite sure I like Brennan the second time I read this.
I agree. Especially Iron Flame.
Yes, we're going to talk about some theories for that. So when Brennan passes away, Violet is 14 years old. Mm-hmm. Okay. 14 is not too hard to imagine. Brennan's 25. Mm-hmm. So 14 for me, like I think back to the day I got married, I was 25 and my cousin was 14. I remember her, like everything that would be, she very clearly remembers my wedding day. Like totally, you have memories of that.
Right.
Okay. Great. Weird that you were that close because but then Lauren, I'm gonna go back even further. So if he was 25, he went to Bazgaiath War College at 20.
Right.
And she would have been like nine, ten.
Yeah. When they moved to Bazgaiath.
Yes.
And he went into the writer quadrant. Mm-hmm.
So like
weird.
14 and 25 is like, okay, I get it. Maybe you're just like really close siblings. 9 and 20, that's a harder because we know based off the writing that once you go, you don't talk for 3 years.
Right. Well, you don't talk for the first year. You can have letters back and forth, but you don't see each other after you graduate.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say. After he graduated, which would have been at 23.
Right.
It's not like he went back home. Yes, I see how him and Lilith's relationship developed. I could even see how him and Mira could have more conversation with her about to go. But what did him and Violet bond so closely over that at age 9 to 14, she just has this good of memory? And I don't know if that's a writing flaw or if that's a character choice.
Yeah, there's like a reason why.
But now I'm going to I think that it's more a reason. And I think that Brennan is going to end up not being truly a good. Well, and I think that we're seeing this. There's not good characters or bad characters. I'm putting quotes up for anyone because I think you look at Lilith, who we would have put in a box of she's a bad guy, and you see her character development and I wouldn't classify as either a good guy or a bad guy. It's the perspective of what.
Well, and they all have, they all have reasons as to why they act the way they do, specifically about Lilith. Like, yeah, she was always hard on her kids and everything. But even as we see in Iron Flame, like she sacrifices herself for her kids. And she specifically says, if and when I die, it'll be at because I am protecting my children, which is what she did. And in Violet's perspective, her mom has never loved her, but really like that's not intentions at all, you know?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I was watching a video when I was like, they said he died. I guess it said it in the book, but I never sat down. I was like, oh, she was 14 when he died. Yeah. But then I was like, but that where he died is not the important age. Where did he go into the college? That's an important age. And so my little math 101 skills figured that one out. Okay. So you mentioned his dragon.
Yes.
So do you want to dive into that?
So I can't remember and I can look it up, but I don't know much about his dragon specifically. Hang on.
I definitely watched some theories about where his dragon potentially is. And let's step back and say, okay, where Violet thought Brennan died was on a battlefield.
Right.
And that Naolin survived, died trying to save him. And that's important because Naolin's dragon is now Violet's dragon.
Correct.
So, but let's be honest and step back and say words are important. So I wrote down the exact phrase because Violet has asked Brennan what happened, but not her own dragon, which I think is interesting because.
Well, she doesn't ask Taryn specifically, but she does allude to Naolin to Taryn. And Taryn specifically says, we don't talk about past writers. So even Taryn won't talk about it.
I think that's an important thing to remember. And it's important to know that when Brennan is describing this to how he survived, it said it cost Naolin everything.
Everything. But not that he died.
Correct. Correct.
And that's, and also when Taryn's talking about it, he, I think he specifically says, we don't talk about those who come before. Meaning like before, he never says that they don't. And he says, I've lost a rider before. So basically alluding to the fact, and he even says in certain words that you're going to be my last rider, like yeah. regardless of anything. So if you die, I will die too, because yeah. I can't take another loss. But they don't ever specifically say another death or that Naolin's dead.
We definitely know that there's more to the Naolin Brennan right. story, but yes. we don't know what it is. And there's a lot of good theories. And I feel like we could do a whole segment on just Naolin and Brennan theories.
Yeah.
But I just think it's an important to point out that Brennan is careful with his words. Mm-hmm. But also, I'm going to point out that there, you know, after we talk about his dragon, that there are a lot of inconsistencies from mm-hmm. what Violet presents to us that Brennan should have and should know, and what he actually does know mm-hmm. and remembers. And I don't know, this kind of goes along with it to me. So do you know his dragon's name?
No, I was just looking it up. And so it doesn't say who his dragon is. And there's like obviously a lot of theories as to where his dragon is. But, and you might be getting into this, but the dragon is obviously alive somewhere.
So, yes. So I think that there's either, so we're going to go based on what we know as fact.
Right.
What has been presented to us is that a rider cannot live without their dragon.
Correct.
The only caveat I'm putting there is that what Naolin sacrificed? Was he switched places? That is the only caveat
what I'm going to say about that is, then how can Brennan have his powers if he isn't connected to a dragon?
Yes, which is right.
Right.
But also the runes. He's working closely with the runes.
And outside of the wards.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not positive. It's just something I'm open to the theory of. Mm-hmm. But basing it off of everything we know, I actually agree with you. I think the dragon's alive.
Yeah.
We know it's not at the Vale because it would have been... And I think the other dragons and all of that, especially Lilith's dragon, would have probably have known about all this a lot sooner had the dragon been going back to the Vale.
Right, for sure. And especially because it's so close to Betzgaeth.
And he's in...
Aracia.
I want to say it not Aracia, but he's in Aracia. So our assumption is that his dragon is in Aracia with him mm-hmm. because, one, he can still do mending, like you said, and two... We know they have to be close to each other because of like watching all of Violet right. and Zayden's complications bond.
Yeah.
With their bond. Okay. So he is a lieutenant colonel, by the way. That's his ranking, which is very high.
Well, and that was something that was given to him post-death and in Aracia, but he died as not that title.
But they're acting as if with the rebellion that he's like a lieutenant, kind of like being like he's our lieutenant colonel.
Right, exactly.
So, which is interesting because with that comes a few weird things. Mm-hmm. One, why did he not command people not to hurt Violet?
Yeah. Right. And also another thing that I've never understood too is, or not necessarily didn't understand, but Aracia is Zayden's home.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is like the king of Aracia. So while I think it's kind of like the whole Lilith, Melgren, and I guess King Tari, like King Tari rules,
mm-hmm.
he's king, but Melgren and Lilith have say over the riders and the army in general. So like Zayden's law is Zayden's law because he's the king.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but like you said, Brennan is technically over all this military. So why is he doesn't care as much about his sister as Zayden does?
Or Lilith, because Lilith is the one that went to Zayden and was like, you will not touch her.
Yeah.
Why didn't Brennan do that? If they have this tight bond. Mm-hmm. And maybe it'll come out that he did, but right. I feel like that Zayden has laid out everything for her. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if that was said, he would have kind of mentioned it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So there, that kind of takes me back. So Zayden, or with him, his dragon and stuff like this, there is an interesting moment that I also want to point out, that Violet and Brennan are approaching Andarna and Sigale, and Sigale's protecting Andarna, and Sigale snarls, like she gets upset, and Violet's response is to be like, he is my brother. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Brennan's response is, she knows. And Sigale's tough.
Why does Sigale not like Brennan?
Mm-hmm, because Sigale likes Violet. Like, Sigale would not do that to Violet.
And Sigale respects Violet.
But also, it's giving me pause that, like, going back and looking at a bunch of these things, because originally, to be honest with you, when we first kind of started picking this idea of Brennan, I was like, go team Brennan. I think he's going to be the savior of everything. He was the family favorite. He was all of these things. But again, a lot of suspicious thing has popped up.
I think there's a lot of question marks about Brennan. And like you said, I mean, I think that there's a lot of theories around Naolin and Brennan in general, and why Brennan was so important to Naolin that he saved his life.
And I think that you and I have speculated too, that like, we think the way, like, it almost seems like lovers. Mm-hmm. And there's no explicit direction that it says that, but you don't sacrifice everything for someone who's just your buddy.
Yeah. And another big theory on like TikTok and stuff is that Naolin possibly could be Brennan's dad.
Yeah.
And that their dad wasn't their dad.
So let me jump onto that theory. Brennan does not seem to remember things that Violet feels he should remember, or that we are being told are facts. Mm-hmm. One of which, the first one that stood out, is the fables.
Yes.
Mira slightly remembers them and she mentions them, but Brennan
basically has no idea.
No idea what. So that poses the question, did Violet's dad not tell Brennan, or is Brennan have a faulty memory about it? Or is Brennan not exactly the same Brennan that died on the battlefield?
Well, and that also poses the question about, like, because at the end of the day, after reading Iron Flame, you realize that there are more Venom out there than you realize. And if Naolin really did give up everything and use all this power to save Brennan, to where theoretically his dragon unbonded him, and also saved a life, which we have learned that Menders can't bring people back from the dead. Mm-hmm. Is that assuming then that Naolin is Brennan, but also Brennan?
So I have a second theory, kind of, that recently today, like as I was going through stuff today, that I'm like, could this have happened? Yep. But I'm gonna wait and bring up one more point about something he should have known. Do you remember when Violet has Zayden rush? I don't even remember exactly what it is, but she takes a risk and she's like, take this to Brennan to decipher.
Yeah.
Because he should be able to speak the language. Because
in the books. Yeah.
My dad taught him.
Oh, yeah. And then Brennan was like, I have no idea.
Literally. So casually. No idea what you're talking about. So.
Interesting.
Do Venom completely take over? And, like, is pre-Venom all that? So that kind of. Or is Brennan nail and soul.
Ooh.
That is my new theory, because Brennan, we don't know where Brennan's dragon is. We know that this is like, I don't know, he gave up all, like he
gave up everything.
Cost him everything. Was right. Everything like his body, his life? Like, was there a merger of souls? Like, I mean, I don't know exactly what I'm looking at here, but I just think that it's very interesting that like he is supposed to remember certain things, and there's just like the bond there is like already weird. So like, the dynamic of the age and stuff, I feel like she's more bonded with a memory than she is with a person standing in front of her. Because at this point, it's been 6 years. He's been, quote, dead for 6 years. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if she'd pick up on things being weird.
And not only dead for 6 years, but she hasn't seen him in 9 years.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, as a nine-year-old kid, I don't remember specific people in my life and the details of them when I was a nine-year-old. So it could be that she's, like you said, she's remembering kind of what she wants to remember or what she thinks actually happened, but it was so long ago that how are we supposed to know everything about a person?
Yeah. But I don't know. There's a lot of weird stuff about, cause he's also like, is like lacking information that I feel like he knows nothing about the Wyvern, like how they create, like,
yeah.
How has he been living in this as a lieutenant colonel? I wanted to make sure I got it right. As a lieutenant colonel for them in the military, seeing both sides, he doesn't know that Wyvern are made. They're made. Are they grown? Which one is this one?
Yeah, they're
made.
Yeah, they're made.
But like, he seems to be lacking very critical information about the entire rebellion.
Right. And if he's been dead, but also in Aresha leading this secondary rebellion, why doesn't he know more about it? Why is he asking his little sister, who has known about it her whole life?
Yeah.
And also, you know, to piggyback on that is everybody else that's in Aresha. So like Zayden and all the other rebels, like they're the ones who have been seeing this for their entire, not just like the fables, like Violet, but seeing it in person. Why don't they know more about it?
So then I'm like, is Brennan really Brennan? Is this fake? But then how can the dragons not tell?
That's my thing, is like, and we all know that the Empyrean keep things from humans.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it that none of this has slipped if the dragons really do know?
And like, So in the off chance that Brennan is Brennan and can do his magic. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I was thinking about, which I'm going to flip to your.
Got my book.
Okay. So it's talking about menders, but there is a line that talks about menders and what they do. And it explicitly says.
Oh yeah. Are you talking about the fact they can't like bring people back from the dead?
No, I'm talking about what they can do. It says basically that menders, menders just don't heal. They can fix things.
Yeah, they have the power to fix, restore, and return anything to its original state, whether that be human pieces or like clothing, bridges, like physical things. They can bring anything back to its original state.
So one of the things that I feel like if he is like going to be on this side that we think I don't really know what to say, if he's on Violet's side.
Right.
There's two things that I'm like, could he heal this? Could he mend this? Mm-hmm. First of which are some runes. Is he going to be able to help like make sure, restore whatever these is? Because we know there's questions about the runes and like what all of this is. And the second part is, if it's not the runes, is it the wards? Because the wards are getting damaged.
Yeah.
Can he go repair the wards? Which I'm not sure the wards are even a beneficial thing.
And in Iron Flame, it talks about this a little bit. It talks about the fact that these wards have faltered. And I don't know if it's, again, just like alluding to that there's going to be more about this or if it's actual fact. But Violet specifically mentions that menders can't heal magic and the wards are magic. And so it's not like he could come in and fix the wards with his mending abilities.
See, I didn't realize menders couldn't fix anything with fix
magic. They can't do anything with magic, but they can do it with like physical things. Mm. But again, is that just something that Rebecca Yarros threw in there to like throw us off?
Yeah. Well, because I think the one thing that I'm definitely like really confident is she's left herself a lot of play area, mm-hmm. because the things that are being said as facts are facts from the perspective of the history, right, that we're given, which we are already finding cracks in. Mm-hmm. So every fact she's presenting us comes from the funnel of Navarre and right. getting the information from the scribes. So I think it's just, she's actually written this very well to be able to go basically in any direction.
Right. And then the other thing about the whole mending magic thing is Nolan and how there was like the correspondence between like Lilith and him and then the entire Iron Flame where he was like mending Jack. And he basically said that you can't mend a soul. But if we go back and we're introduced to Nolan in chapter 6, like officially introduced to him, and it talks about how old he is, how frail he is. So is it because he can't do it because he just like physically can't do it anymore?
Yeah.
Whereas Brennan's young.
And I want to be clear because this has been so confusing. Naolin and Nolan are not the same person.
Correct. Yes.
And I that is one of the problems that I feel like we had when we were discussing in things in book clubs. Naolin is the person we discuss with Brennan, and mm-hmm. Nolan is who has been mending Violet since she was young.
Yes. He's at the War College. He's at Besgaeth. He is like helping the riders there. But yeah, Naolin was in the battles.
They're just too similar of names. That she really could have done different with that.
I know. It's different when you're reading it because they're spelled totally different, but correct. If you're not reading it, they sound too similar.
Well, that's where like one of my friends reading it or listening to it, and she's like kept asking me like questions, and I realized she had combined these two characters.
Yeah, they're totally different.
So I think that that's an interesting, like Nolan healing Jack mm-hmm. is interesting because part of me is like, is he a Venon? If you guys don't know, because we're doing all the spoilers, Jack's a Venon.
No, yeah, has been.
Yeah. So my thing is, do we know that he has been?
I think that it's been alluded to by Rebecca Yarros. I don't think she has officially confirmed it, but I think that I know exactly when he turns.
So I feel like I have a theory on Venon. That doesn't really have to do with Brennan, but it does. Is the choice, do you get a choice to save a soul, but then there is a Venon you have, like it takes a Venon to save somebody, mm-hmm. right? So Jack survived because he became Venon. Mm-hmm. We know Lilith was searching for this. There's some theories about like, if she had a relationship with Naolin, what if she did? What if he sacrificed himself to save Brennan, which resulted in him becoming a Venon? I wouldn't be shocked if we get Lilith back as a Venon. And that brings you to who did Zayden save? If this theory is all correct, that now he's a Venon. And my assumption would be it would be Violet.
Oh, yeah.
This, he sacrificed something for Violet. Obviously, this isn't a concrete theory right. by any means, but it just seems to be very closely tied to a near-death or death experience.
Me. Because they say that you have to pull magic from the ground, and that's what causes you to be Venon. But they also say that, and Darna says it specifically, there has to be a balance in the world between magic and humans. And so I feel like that theory is very smart because I agree, like a soul for a soul, power for a soul, like that would be the only equivalent to make things, in my opinion, to make mm-hmm. things balanced. Yeah.
So, and then also I'm going to go back to just like the fact that Lilith, Mira, and Violet all just kind of got over the fact that Brennan was alive so quickly.
Yeah.
I either speaks to the fact that they really are like meant to be these leaders and can move on past things. Or for me, especially as a mother, Lilith mm-hmm. is who I think about, like, could Lilith had some suspicion and like,
right.
Did and that there's a lot of her like that something did happen. Did it confirm to her? I don't know. I just feel like Lilith yeah. has a lot of information we're never going to get.
There's a lot of theories behind why Nolan sent her that correspondence and who it was about, whether it was about herself, whether it was about her husband, so Violet's dad, or now that you're saying it, whether it could be about Nolan or Brennan. So mm-hmm. somebody in Lilith's life was a Vennon, because there would be no reason for her to ask Nolan to look into healing somebody and turning them non-Vennon again.
Which, I mean, we're kind of going down a deep dive Vennon. So we're going to kind of rein it back in because we have a few more minutes to talk about Brennan. But Brennan is such a character that I'm watching. Every time I told, you know, Lilith, I wasn't a Lilith fan, and then I'm a Lilith fan. I was a huge Brennan fan. He was probably my favorite character in Fourth Wing the first time I read it, even though he wasn't physically a part of it. I just love a big brother that's looking out. I love the person who wrote Mira that book and wrote Violet that book loved their little sisters.
Right.
And I love that character. And I don't know if that's the same character that we currently have.
Especially, I feel like his character definitely changed in Iron Flame, even from the beginning to end. It changed throughout the book, which I think, I agree. I think that I went from loving Brennan in Iron Flame to more so questioning who he is in Iron Flame.
So we want to know your Brennan theories. For sure. Chapter 6 is what we're reading on Monday. And it's actually the first time we get introduced to Brennan's journal. So if you haven't, if you're just listening along with us and you haven't read any of this yet, you'll see what I mean by Brennan is a major character in Fourth Wing, even though he's not physically there.
For sure. For sure.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast this week. And please don't forget to rate us wherever you listen to our podcast. It really helps us out a ton. Also, please make sure to follow us along across all of our social media platforms. We are on TikTok, Instagram as Scribe Squad Pod. Also, if you have any questions or wanted to talk to us, send in any ideas in regard to the deep dives or anything like that, please feel free to email us. Our email address is scribesquadpod@gmail.com. And we look forward to you guys listening next week.